Are we good? All right, we're going live.
Call to order the Park Impact Fee Committee meeting for Thursday, June 7, 2018.
If I turn my mic on, does that help? Call to order the Park Impact Fee Committee meeting for Thursday, June 7, 2018. Can I get a roll call, please?
David Groenbeck.
Here.
Committee member Jace Hellman.
Here.
Committee member Andy Call.
Here.
Committee member Robert Cleary. Absent.
All right, let's get this started. I'll start out by introducing Jace Hellman. He's one of our newest members. He works for planning and zoning. It'll be good to have him on the team when it comes to planning, and he knows the subdivisions that are coming in, and he can answer questions like that, like you had for me last week, David.
Wonderful.
Last 3 months ago. Jace, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us why you're here?
My name is Jace Hellman. I'm a planner, too, for the city of Keena, originally from North Dakota. And I'm here just because I think open space and parks is a necessity for the growth and the health of a city.
Good. All right. And because Fabiola resigned, because now she works for the city, and we would have had too many people for the city on the PIFC committee, we need to elect a new chairperson. So do we have any recommendations or any
nominations? Jace would do a wonderful job at being the chairperson.
Okay.
Well, then I will second that. I was going to nominate you because of seniority, but I will go with Jace also.
All in favor?
Jace, would you like to nominate somebody?
I can do it.
I can do it.
All right. All in favor for Jace being the new chairperson, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Welcome, Jace.
Thank you. We'll let you
take the
captain's chair.
Yep, the captain's chair. And then
hopefully it has a good lumbar too.
Hopefully it does.
I'll let you take item number C.
Okay, next on the agenda for the Park Impact Fee Committee meeting is to approve the PIFC meeting minutes from March 8th, 2018. Do we have a motion?
I haven't even seen the minutes. But I will approve them. It's just like I didn't get them in my email. Were they in his email?
Yes, no. They were?
They weren't in mine. All I had was this. I'll make a motion to approve.
May I?
We have a motion to approve.
Sorry.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. Do you have a second? All aye.
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 All nay. No nays. Motion approved. Meeting minutes approved. Item D on the agenda, we have updates from Parks Director Bobby Withrow. Bobby.
All right. Good evening, PIFC members. Did you guys get my memo in the packet? Okay, that blank stare probably says no. So I just wanted to kind of update you guys on the account balance we have and the impact fee after the purchase of the Messmer House, kind of where we're at since July, and kind of where we see things moving forward. So after we purchased the Messmer House, which was approximately $200,000, we were left with roughly $650,000 in the account. And then since January, so that 650 is what we have right in there today.
Were we supposed to have those sheets also? Mm-hmm. Okay, we didn't get those either.
Yeah. So. But we'll I'll get you a copy of it.
Okay, thanks.
So as of right now, it is $650,000 up to date. Since January, there have been 299 building permits. And that includes January, February, and March, which were pretty cold, so they were still building. So on average, it's roughly 50 building permits per month. So I'm guesstimating on right around $563,000 generated this year. So well over $500,000.
I would say we are doing
pretty good. And then a couple other updates that I have. So we're at with the splash pad. As of right now, we are waiting on contractors to come and do the concrete and install all the spraying features. So that's the holdup there. They should be starting on the lights on the greenbelt here, I think in the next week or so. So we'll have the from Bridge Street to Swan Falls, all those poles up and ready to go.
I don't know. I'm trying to think if I can even say this or not. Are you going over past Swan Falls Road this year with those also?
No, not this year. We only had enough money to go from Bridge Street to Swan Falls. So behind Pizza Hut to Swan Falls.
Okay. I thought I'd heard a different story from.
Oh, as far as I know, we're not going on that. We're going to try it next year.
Okay.
So. And then that's about it so far. Still trying to work out a deal for a sports complex with some larger acreage. Last talks we had, we were going to try to do little blocks of land at a time or have a lease to buy option on it. So on some acreage, so making headway there.
You know, I was thinking, Bobby, and maybe it's not feasible, but, you know, the school district was donated, what was it, 100 acres, 200 mm-hmm. acres out there off of Cuna Road?
Yep.
Have you thought about maybe hitting them up for that?
I have, and we've talked briefly, but they're if a couple other things come into play, I think they're going to be looking at that site to build relatively soon.
Okay.
With the Falcon Crest Golf Course coming in, they would be running water and sewer fairly close, so they wouldn't have to have the expenditure to bring it all the way out there.
Which I knew that was a
so then issue. It would be cheaper for them to put the school in there. So. I'll still keep in contact with them about it. One thing I am working with the school on is the tennis courts. We're going to try to do a joint agreement on the upkeep of them, and we're trying to write a grant to get the old ones the ones at the middle school now totally torn out and redone, and then the ones at the high school fixed, because I guess they're starting to come apart too. So we're trying to work with the school district on that. So I'm sure we can, if we can, we'll work something out with them.
Could you possibly work with the school with that property behind the library? I don't know what school that is.
Indian Creek, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge piece. It seems like it's just wasted land. It's always full of goat heads. And I think that'd be a great opportunity to add some more fields to CUNA if you could work with them on that piece.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only thing I've ever seen that used for is when they do the softball in the summertime, and that's the only thing I've ever seen that used for.
This year, KYSBA did use it. They went through and cleaned it up and put in fresh diamond dust. So it is something that was on our radar. We'll have to put it back on. I think there was – I can't remember why we didn't pursue it, but I'll look into it again. It would be a nice asset to have.
Yeah, or, you know, share. If you guys sprayed the weeds and the goat heads and dandelions, you know, yeah. Go a long way.
Yep. Okay, so that's kind of the updates on the financial and then the projects we got going on. Another update was committee member Grombeck, you asked about how many buildable lots were coming in to the city. Talking with staff, I think I'm comfortable with about 2,200 plus coming in. Jace, if I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's looking about 2,200, and that's with just based on preliminary plats that have been approved last year, 2016, 2017, or end of 2016, all throughout 2017. As far as, like, buildable, here we go, they're ready to go now. We're probably, like, that have been approved this year, like the final plats. We're looking at probably about 200 already this year that are, or over 200 that are now either being built on, ready to be built on, or just about to be built on.
And how many additional lots are pre-platted right now, would you say?
Like so far this year?
Yeah, just for future, yeah.
About the 2,200. That's the ones that were about stretched out right now.
Oh, okay. That includes it.
We have more pre-plats still coming in, so that number's only going to rise. But as far as what was approved last year is about 2,200 lots.
Okay. It's a lot.
It is. It's right around $2 million worth of impact fees. So let's build them all and bring them in.
Okay. Keep on coming.
I think that was the only question you had for me as far as that was concerned. So... at this point, I'll leave it open to you guys if you want to ask any questions or talk about anything we can at this point. Because that's the end of our agenda, so.
Okay. I met some folks, and I'm trying to remember the community they're from back Midwest, a small town, and they had these pictures of this amazing sports facility that they put together. Mm-hmm. There was some private interest involved in it, but I need to get you in touch with those guys to understand how they did it, because it's amazing.
Okay.
And then have you had any more conversations with that group that was looking to kind of partner on something?
I haven't lately. I did receive a phone call from the group doing the survey, the feasibility survey.
Okay.
I did get a call from them and gave them all the information that I had. Gave them all the contacts from KYSBA, KPAL, everything I could think of, and I haven't heard back from them since. So,
okay.
So yeah, still waiting to hear from them.
Kalea.
I don't have anything. I don't have any more questions. Okay.
May I make a motion to adjourn?
You may.
I will second.
We have a second to adjourn. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.